I mean this with the utmost disrespect. I don't want to see men in Victoria's Secret. I was just at Victoria's Secret, okay? And I'm shopping and I look up and I'm staring at a man. Why are there men in the store? I'm trying to buy things that women buy and I have to look up and see these couples, okay? It's so uncomfortable to watch a couple when there's a man shopping for things like that. It's like when a couple tells you, oh yeah, we're trying for a kid. It's like, I didn't want to picture that, okay? And then the man to the girlfriend or whatever is like, oh yeah, no babe, I think I like the periwinkle color better on you than the light pink. It's like, we all know you don't care. This is all pretend interest while you're really just picturing taking it off of her, and that's foul, and I don't want to think of that. And then there's always the women defending it. Well, honey, if he's paying for it, I'm bringing him in. Get his credit card and leave him at the door. It's so uncomfortable. I don't want to see your man picking out things that you're going to do in the bedroom. It's disgusting. Leave them out. If I see your man in there with so much disrespect, get out of my face.
Can I ask you a question? Have you ever thought about minding your business? Just going in, getting your stuff and getting up out of there, leaving them alone and letting them enjoy their life? Probably not.
When someone tells you that your clock is ticking, tell them damn right, I'm the bomb.
Many months later.
I cannot believe I just got blown off. I'm crashing. Like, oh my God, what the is wrong with men these days? I can't believe that I put a dress on and heels and curled my hair. For you to have zero logical brain calculations on the fact that maybe she got ready. I'm sorry, laundry list of men that would love to hang out with me right now, and I chose you, and you decide that you're too tired after an exhausting day, after I got ready, after we had plans to go to dinner and drinks and hang out. And you weren't even going to tell me? I had to say, hey, are we still meeting up? Honestly, I think I'm just going to go to bed. Excuse me? With zero consideration of me or my time. My mind is blown and I am fuming. Part of me wants to go out just because I can and prove to myself that I don't need somebody to go out with them, because I know that. But not necessarily to like find somebody, but like, I'm so sour right now. I'm just going to be pissed off at the bar, and it's miserable and it's raining out, and I really don't want to stay inside and sit and soak in this like pissy energy, but I don't know what else to do right now. I'm like, what a fucking child. What a child. I have so many options and I chose you off for wasting my time. Like, I don't think there was any like malicious intent, but there was no logical thought put into the fact of my side of it at all either. I need to go fetch grass or something. My last video, I was pissed off and annoyed and angry, and now I'm just sitting in my car crying, feeling sad, and like I just want to go to bed, but I don't want to go to bed because I don't want to give in and I don't want to look pathetic and sad. So I want to go out, but it's almost midnight now and I don't want to drive far to places because the place we were going to go to was closing at midnight. This just ruined my whole night. Why did he have to do this? You were begging to hang out with me for weeks. It doesn't make any sense. I'm also annoyed because this is like my last weekend here. And I wanted to like have a good few nights before I left. And now this had to happen. Like, I would have spent my night so many other ways than getting bailed on last minute. People really don't use their brains.
A woman in the comments said he went out with somebody that he didn't have to beg. Somebody else said each video proves his choice was the right one.
I saw this video and this girl had to be like mid-20s, and she was talking about the dating scene currently. All her girlfriends were together and they were talking about it too, and they all were just in agreement about men these days. Certain things guys have said to them, like at the bars or the clubs, or some of them were even talking about like things guys had said to them on dating apps. Yes, there are a lot of creeps out there. I couldn't even imagine being on the dating scene in my 20s in 2025. No thanks. But some of the things that these girls were saying that were creepy, a red flag, and ew, and gave them the ick, and all these things were like, they were perfectly normal things that guys would say that were trying to flirt. One of them, he said she was beautiful. Ew, does he only care about my, like, did he only think I was hot? Did he only like care about my appearance? Laws of attraction. Usually there is some sort of visual, physical attraction for a lot of people that end up dating. Girl, what? Oh, you would love my mom. Why is he in a rush for me to meet his mom? That one, I was like, this is insane. Like, I've seen other little videos too where I was like, that really like gave you the, don't take this the wrong way. Like, oh, she's not a girl's girl. She's not for women. But when basic flirting is giving a certain generation, like, ew, back up. You're seeking hookup culture. Things that might hint to, I might like you for a long time or be forever, are giving you the ick. Then you are getting the hookup culture that you deserve. You will never find forever. If these are the, stop it. Let a man flirt every now and then and not be something so bad and negative.
Guy in the comments said, women don't owe men to be nice, but if you're going to be rude to a guy you're not interested in, rather than being polite or politely declining, don't get mad when karma bites you in the behind. Another guy says, what women need to remember is that guys know other guys too, and we see full well how wise or unwise the choices of young women are. You can't just blame bad behavior on the fact it excites you. We see there is such a thing as wisdom and discernment. People can learn to appreciate the calm, peaceful, and wise lifestyle. To read another one, modern women's behaviors are the reason men are done and walking away from dating, relationships, and marriage in droves. Men are focused on their purpose and well-being as priority number one. Men are healthier, wealthier, and happier without you all. Men are paying close attention to all these social media posts by modern women who are making the best case to men for not coming back anytime soon.
It's grown men on here shooting their shot, and if you don't reply back on time, they will unsend their message. Like, boy, if you're gonna say something, say with your chest, mean it. Why are you gonna sit there and unsend messages? Like, I hate, guys are the new princesses in this day and age.
Okay, I'm ready for all the haters. I'm going on a coffee date, dressed like this. Probably gonna put my hair out because it is so hot in North Carolina. But look, it's just coffee date. I wear this like all the time. I get it. First date, you should dress super nice. It's a coffee date. This is how I'm most comfortable dressing. This is how I dress 95% of the time. If you don't like how I dress 95% of the time, you're probably just not gonna like me. I don't know, I'm sorry.
It's not that hard to throw some jeans on. Somebody in the comments, a woman was like, if he's gonna spend $5 on me, I'm gonna spend 5 minutes getting ready. You're probably not going to just get coffee. It's probably not going to just be $5. Guys, you don't have to do this. Just put some pants on. That's it. That's it. You don't. Go ahead. Do whatever you want.
A lot of men have really big coping mechanisms around women's periods because women get away with murder and they don't even take ownership for it. There is almost like a, I was just on my period. Instead of like, no, actually, I talked to you in a way that I don't want to talk to people. My circuit was so short that I'd feel really scary to be around.
When women are on their period, a lot of times they're very dismissive about the impact of their emotional state of being on the welfare of, say, a man inside of the relationship. The experience for a lot of men is that the behavior is justified. Because I know I've heard men say, if I ever pulled that with my wife, it'd go over like a lead balloon.
Oh, 100%.
And I would be hearing about it forever. But then there's this justification all of a sudden of like, oh yeah, I was just on my period. As much as a man saying, you're just on your period is dismissive of the emotions, a woman turning around saying, I was just on my period is completely dismissive of the reality of the experience that someone had on the other side of them.
I know this is going to be a tough pill to swallow, but somebody had to say it. Ladies, your level of guy isn't the guy that you can sleep with. It's the guy that you can get commitment from.
One of the biggest way women try to rule a household is not by being bossy, and it's not by making big life decisions. It's being manipulative with our emotions. It's being temperamental and everybody having to walk on eggshells so that they don't upset mom. It's being overly sensitive and unable to hear difficult things without overreacting or having an emotional outburst. The Bible even goes so far to say that it's better to dwell in the wilderness than to dwell with a contentious woman. But 2 Corinthians 10 says that we must take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. We do have the control. Our emotions are a gift to be used for the righteousness of Christ, not to manipulate, not to be troublesome in our home, but for compassion and empathy, for the building up of others, for the raising of our children, for the building up of our husband, not for the manipulating to our will.
Now here's something. A woman in the comments said, girl, I'm going to watch this 37 more times. Another woman said, say it louder for the people in the back. Wow. Women in the comments taking accountability. See another one. You're ministering so beautifully, sis. I love it. There you go. Hey, women taking it. There are some women out there.
This is an actual conversation I had with a guy last night who watched me play darts for 20 minutes and never said anything to me. This is him. Hey, I'm leaving, but I thought you were really cute and I thought we could talk sometime. So can I get your number? Oh yeah, I smiled back at you 20 minutes ago, but you haven't said anything and you're just now coming to tell me that you're leaving? We could have talked for the last 20 minutes. Well, yeah, I wanna talk, so I should get your number. It's just that it's not clicking for me why you didn't talk to me then, but now you just want my number to talk. This is the point where I turn and I throw my darts and I count up my score and I go get them and I turn around and I'm like, wow, he's still there. So is that a no? This is the part where I try to give him what he wanted to figure out if he really wanted it. Well, it is great meeting you. My name's Angie. What's yours? It's Seth. My friends and I are leaving.
Bro, so you're telling me you can't have a conversation. You're incapable. But also, then I saw him at the next bar like 20 minutes later. I smiled at him.
Seth didn't get my number.
Okay, here's the thing. If you date me, my people will absolutely know about you. If you have intention of pursuing me, my people will absolutely know about you, because I don't believe in dating in a silo. I also am very aware of my own projections and insecurities, et cetera, et cetera. And also, my friends are very aware of my insecurities and projections. So know that they will majority of the time have your back because they've met me and know the stories that happen in my head because I tell them. And my friends are really good at discerning. So I often bank on them to be like, am I being crazy right now? Or is this a red flag? So you are dating me and my friends, just so you know.
Guy in the comments said the worst they can say is no. Yeah, I'm not worried about the no. I'm worried about all the reports going to the Security Council after I get rejected. Another guy says, pass on that. Huge red flag. A relationship is always between two people. The more that are involved, it's just drama. Been there and done that. It's never good. Good luck, though. I get what he's saying. I understand wanting to have a community of people that helps you to vet who you're dating. But at the end of the day, you have to stand on your own two feet. Take all of that they say into consideration and say, is this the man for me or is this a woman for me? And if it's not, then you need to part ways. But you need to figure out, how much time you're actually taking away from that person. Like, quit wasting time. Quit just going with the flow and wasting that man's energy, resources, and money, right? Ain't no harm in vetting somebody and asking questions, but at some point in time, other people do not belong in your relationship.
The dating has become so confusing today because we do live in a feminist society where women are given all kinds of equality and giving liberation or given agency to really do plenty of things, but there's still this innate desire to be treated with chivalry or to be treated as if you are a dainty, delicate, you know, flower that actually needs protection, that needs provision. Like, and the thing is, like, how can you, if either you're equal, right? Like, either you're equal or you're somebody that I need to protect. But like, you can't have it both ways. You can't want, okay, I'm doing my thing over here. You know, I'm boss babe. You know, I'm all these things. I could have my own money. I'm independent. But then now it comes to dating. You want the man to open the door. You want him to like completely pay everything. You want him to send you flowers, like these very old traditional roles that existed under chivalry. Mm-hmm. So I've heard men say this, even something as simple as like men approaching women. This is a trend that I see all the time now where women are coming online and being like, why aren't men approaching me? Like, I'm super confused. And I've seen countless men be like, well, y'all told us that you didn't want us to approach us. Y'all said that can be considered patriarchal. It's harassment. If a man approaches a woman and the woman doesn't find the man attractive, it's harassment. It's only chivalry if the woman finds that man attractive. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Is there any man on this planet that does not hit women, has never gotten a girl pregnant, and has more than 5 pairs of pants?
I have a Hinge profile, right? And on my Hinge profile, I put the best way to ask me out is naming a time and place. This man sent me coordinates and then 9:30. And I'm thinking, oh, they're just random coordinates. Ha ha ha. I looked up the coordinates, okay? Why is it my apartment? Why did he send me the coordinates to my apartment? I'm done.
Instead of making a TikTok video, why don't you just ask him about where he lives so you can figure out where he lives? There have been many videos that I've seen on here about women talking about them being right next to a dude in the bar and matching with him. Like, saying he's right here at your location and then matching with him. As a matter of fact, what am I even talking for? I can show you better than I can tell you.
Just got home from watching the Bills and Chiefs game. It was tied when I left. I can't believe I had to leave, but I have to work so early in the morning. I was like, I have to go to bed. But okay, so there's this guy that liked me on Hinge like months ago, and this profile picture is a picture in the lobby of my apartment building. So I was like, I cannot match with this guy if he lives in my building. Like, that's so weird. I'm gonna have to like divulge that I realized that at some point. And I don't live in like a young, hip, cool part of town. So like, we're just gonna run into each other. It's gonna be awkward. But I just ended up on the elevator with him at the same time. And he always takes the stairs. I always see him taking the stairs. But I was like, elevator, like trying to hold the door for him. And he was like, yeah, yeah, I'll come on the elevator. So like, gets on with me. And I'm just sitting there like, I know who you are. And he was like, still cold outside. And I was like, yeah. Anyway, we chatted a little bit, but like, now the barrier is broken. Like, does he know that he's liked me on Hinge before? Or are we just gonna pretend?
You ever had a man move on from you? You can't even be mad at the girl that he left you for. Cause I can't even lie, that's a good woman. She's a good woman, Savannah. Like, she's super thick, she's super cute, her body tea. She looks like she can cook. I've never met the girl, but she looked like she can cook. And I feel like she has a lot more patience for you than I do. So I can't even talk. I can't talk about the girl at all, honestly. In a different world, she's probably my best friend. So I don't have nothing to say. Like, people love to say, oh, you'll never find nobody better than me. You're never gonna find anybody that ever compares to me. I don't say that. You'll never catch me saying that. You, depending on the category, baby, she might be whooping me. She might truly have me beat. Honestly, this could be a really good decision for you. Like, I'm not gonna call it an upgrade, but it's some things that I'm not gonna do for a man. It's some things that I'm just not gonna do. And if she's willing to do it,
I think that you made a good choice, brother.
And I'm a every relationship that comes after. And I mean that. You are never going to be happy unless you with me. And I promise you. Every time you think you happy with one of them little bitches, I'm going to come through and tell her we all going to be in a relationship.
The court notified me that my final decree of divorce has been approved by the judge. I know that it sucks being alone. I come home and I'm alone. I go everywhere alone. I don't hardly talk to him anymore. I don't blame him. I filed for the divorce. So I'm sure people are wondering, well, you filed. Why are you so upset? Why are you crying? Just because you make a decision that you think is going to end up making things better doesn't mean that you have to give up the fact that you love that person or that you did it because you were trying or whatever. I've never met anybody like him, and I've never loved anybody like him either, but I don't want a divorce. I still am very much in love with my husband.
So you telling me you broke up with this good man and you are mad because he got on with his life, that he went and carried himself on with his life? Let me tell you something. We as men, good men that has a purpose in life, that go to work and work hard to come home and take care of our family, we don't play games. See, you on that Vivica Fox too can play that game type shit. We don't play games. And since you play games, you lost a good one. And I hope he don't come back to you. I bet you and your homegirls at home talking about, yeah, girl, I'm telling you, and it worked for me. If you break up with him, and then he gonna beg to come back to you. And then when he beg to come back to you, he gonna do everything you want. He gonna be eating out your hand like a little puppy. He gonna come home on time. He gonna do this. He ain't gonna be at his homeboy house. He ain't gonna do... You lost a good one, and you should not get another good one until you get your energy and reset your energy to be thankful and appreciative for a good man. Not one of the men like the Pookies and the Ray Rays hit on you, beat on you, cheat on you, the whole nine. I'm talking about you had a good one, and you know you had a good one. That's why you mad that he went on with his life. You thought you can just go out there in the world and see what's out there and then come back and he's just going to be sitting there waiting for you. You thought you was the prize, wasn't you? You thought you was the prize, right? You found out that ain't the truth. He is the prize and you is the prize with him. Now, fellas, don't let these women play games with you. They leave you, let them go. Don't chase after no damn woman. You know you're a good man. You know you're the prize. You know you got a good purpose. She the prize too. Yes, she the prize. But you the prize as well. You feel good about yourself. Pick your head up. Get on with your life. Don't be waiting for these women that play games with you like that. If they play games with you, leave. Don't play games back with them. Don't be in that negative energy. Love you. You're welcome.
I'm frustrated because I, you know, got my whole world got disheveled, and I feel like he has moved on and he is healed and moved on and doesn't care about me, which I don't want him to come back into my life, but it still just sucks, you know. I can't imagine, you know. Thank you guys for sharing stuff like stories that you've been, like, you've gotten through this and it's been however many years, because I could not imagine that.
Somebody make sense of this for me, because I truly don't get it. This woman comes on social media and publicly shames this dude that she was dating. And let me give you the context real quick. So she, after 2 months of dating, she sends him a message saying, I'm not really ready for a relationship yet. His text back to her was, okay, all good. I hope you have a good one. And then he blocked her and he just disappeared. And she comes on social media complaining about him, saying, why wouldn't he even fight for me? Men are so weak. Men are so pathetic. Why wouldn't he even put up anything? And here's the worst part. I just wasted 2 months of my entire life for a man who doesn't even care. It's like, you just told him you didn't want a relationship yet. He was looking for a relationship. You told him you didn't want one and he believed you. And now you're publicly shaming him on social media to make yourself feel better? That makes no sense. And then all the commenters, all the women in the comments coming back saying that men are idiots, don't date, you know, stay away from them. They're all bad and all that stuff. Makes no sense to me. You literally told the dude you weren't ready for a relationship. He said he was looking for one. You said you weren't ready for one. And he turns around and leaves. I don't get it. Why are you upset about that? He gave you exactly what you asked for. And now you want to publicly shame him to make yourself feel better because you're insecure? That makes absolutely no sense to me. Come on, man. Somebody let me know what the hell's going on there.
Why is she so mad that you moved on? We are talking about toxic women in this video. She expected her life to be so much better without you. And she's realizing she was wrong. And you were supposed to be miserable without her, and you're not. You were supposed to stay heartbroken and begging her to come back. And overall regretting the breakup or the divorce. But you're not, and that makes her mad. Her new relationship is not what she expected it to be. Maybe she had grass is greener syndrome and she's just like, oh crap. She doesn't want you to be happy without her. And maybe you've posted pictures with your new lady or you've posted pictures with your friends and you're clearly having the time of your life and she's not there. The thing is, if she truly loved you and you guys ended on relatively good terms, she might actually want you to be happy. This is also a flag that she might have not even cared about you to begin with, that it was about the control. And in some cases, she might not even want you back. She might want to prove to herself for her ego that she could get you back if she wanted. That she's allowing you to date that other woman, but she could have you back at any time. And that woman might need to know that. Or she'll just keep it to herself and she'll be proud of that. Don't entertain it.
I was talking to my dad the other day and like about getting a boyfriend, and I was like where I would meet them because I don't ever go out. And I was like, I would never date like a coworker. I would never date someone I work with. The only way I would date someone I work with would be if it was the person who owned the building, or that sounds so messed up, but or someone who like owns the company.
Babe, I love you. Where you at?
Hi, honey.
Hi, my baby.
I was just calling to tell you good night.
Good night, my love. I hope you have the best night of your life.
I hope you do.
You were literally the highlight of my life. I swear to God, bro. If, please, Monday, make some time. If you need a babysitter, I will make it happen. I need to see you again, at least once, one more time in my life. That's it. I just need to see you one more time. But for the rest of my life,
it's
cool too.
Okay.
And what's funny is there's a lot of women in the comments saying that this is love bombing, but they'd 100% be okay with it. So if you're saying that the man is manipulating you, you'd be 100% okay with that. Sounds great.
Women who don't submit to their husbands don't have husbands to submit to. Whenever we post videos about submitting to your husband, women come out the woodworks arguing in the comments, talking about how they should be able to do whatever they want to do. They're empowered, they're freeing, you would never let a man tell them what to do, blah, 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 blah. And we always say, okay, have your husband tell us his thoughts. We hear crickets. We don't hear a response after that. That's not a coincidence. They are not married. Women that think like that will not find a man who will sign up to lead them for the rest of their life. Why would a man want to lead someone who is not going to listen? I love for more content like this.
I just watched a woman on a live say that she shouldn't have to audition for no man. Fair. But he needs to be prepared to take her out on a date so she can find out what kind of man he is. That's an audition. It is always baffling to me when women say that I'm not doing all of this for a man, but he has to do ABC for me. Y'all know that the expectation is the same, right? These men meet y'all and they want to see what kind of woman you are. So they want to know where your mind is at. You don't want to audition, but y'all are forgetting that dating is the audition phase. Y'all talking on the phone to get to know each other. Y'all are going out on dates to fill each other out. If y'all want a man to audition for you, y'all got to be ready to audition for a man. And here's the most diabolical part. Auditioning for a man is literally just showing him you who you are. But what I have discovered is a lot of y'all don't know who y'all are. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you like. All you're doing is mirroring the trends. You're mirroring what your girlfriends do. You're mirroring what you think he may like. When all you have to do is be yourself. All you have to do is be yourself and show that man your personality. Show him your character. Show him your heart. I ain't doing all of that. How's that man supposed to get to know you? How's that man supposed to decide if you are his wife or even somebody he would like to get to know if you don't show him who you are? I'm not doing all that dressing up for a man, but y'all are dressing up for them jobs. Y'all are dressed up because I'm single and I want to live my life. Okay, fine. If you're not interested in a relationship, cool. You do what you want to do. But to all the women who are actively dating and setting these unrealistic standards, as y'all like to call them, telling everybody what you will and will not do for a man, baby, when them men start telling you what they will and will not do for you, I don't want you to say a word. Shh, be quiet.
These women want a husband, but they don't want to act like a wife. What man is going to sign up for that type of nonsense? Which one?
What do you mean you're 32 and you want intimacy without commitment?
This is what I'm talking about when I say that men have turned the current dating culture into unpaid for women. Because what do you mean? Yeah, what do you mean you want intimacy without relationship at 32 years old? It used to be back in yesterday that men who wanted to have sex, that's what that means, right? We all know we're not dumb here. It used to be back in, you know, yesteryear that men who wanted intimacy without relationship had to pay for it. You had to go find a prostitute. Okay. You had to pay for it. But because men have co-opted modern day women's liberation, they've co-opted it and they've turned it into what's beneficial for them, which is essentially making women in the dating world unpaid prostitutes.
And that is why I will never, ever, ever hear nothing about men saying that, oh, women just use men to get, you know, paid to pay for dinner or whatever the fuck they say. They're dumb. It goes in one ear and out the other. You know what I mean? That's why I never listen to them. Because I know that you know, like I know that you know that I know that you have turned the modern day dating scene into unpaid work for women with situationships in hookup culture. And I'm not talking about women who, you know, are only looking for casual sex. That's fine. But y'all know what I mean. We're not dumb here. We're not dumb around these parts. I don't have dumb people following me. I have dumb people looking at my videos. That's not what we're doing today. Okay? But this is what I'm talking about. Anyways, so no liberation under patriarchy, in case anyone was wondering.
So y'all decided in tandem that you wanted to give your body to just anybody. Just wanted to be able to do whatever you wanted to do. And then when men started using that to their benefit, then all of a sudden it's a problem. Y'all were doing it anyway. Why are we not getting commitment from men? Because you didn't want commitment. That's what you wanted. You just wanted to be able to lay around and sleep around without being demonized for it.
I went out on several dates with a guy from Hinge and I kind of liked him. It was like 5 to 7 dates. And from the jump, I told him, hey, I have a very busy career. I work in law enforcement and I need to make sure that you understand that if we are going to date and see each other, you are going to have to drive to see me a little bit more, because I knew where he lived. I knew where I work and all of that, where I live. And the logistics like just aren't going to work out all the time. So I was upfront, transparent, and told him, you are going to have to put in a little bit more effort commuting to come and see me. He was all cool with that and everything. So everything's going well. One day he asked, like, hey, you know, one day after work, can you stop off and maybe like we could have drinks or something, you know? And I was like, I definitely cannot do that. I drive a police car to work and that is not something that I can do. In addition, my work is very serious about our work cars. They are only to be used to drive to and from work and for official purposes only. I explained that to him. He was like, cool, I completely understand all of that. So then he was asking me, hey, on a Friday, do you think that you could like cut out of work a little bit early? You could get home, maybe drive over here and see me. We could like go out or whatever. I was like, bro, I cannot cut out of work early. I told you, I work in law enforcement. Every second of my work and my time is accounted for because it is taxpayer money. I don't get to cut out of work early. Like, this is not a career that I can like do things that normal people can do. I just can't do it, you know? And I wasn't rude about it. I just said, hey, like, I totally can't do that. You know, I explained the taxpayer money. I'm like, you pay taxes, you pay part of my salary, and I pay part of my salary, whatever the case may be. But like, we just have to be legit. Like, I don't do that. My boss scrutinizes a lot, but that's that's just how we are. So I start getting the text messages where he just likes them instead of actually responds or expands upon my text messages. And then like the text messages start to get less and less. I honestly do not understand why I can show up telling a person, these are the time constraints with my job, my life, all of this. I'm not even asking you to take me to like expensive restaurants and all of that. I'm just asking for somebody to put a little bit of effort into the commute and the time spent a little bit more, because I can't do that with Bay Area traffic and all of that makes it a little bit difficult.
It's really common here. Letting him know is what the excuses are. He's replying to somebody, is what the guy is doing. Somebody's saying it's okay for her to do all of this stuff. So he said, letting him know is what the excuses are. I work 13 to 15 hour days a week. And then sometimes on weekends, and I'm gone out of the state from time to time. I have 4 kids and a wife. If I can make time for all of them, her excuses is she has a work car. Evidently, she doesn't own a car. She doesn't like commuting in the Bay Area. And she works in law enforcement. All week excuses. She definitely has time for TikToks. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. If you don't have time, quote unquote, to date, then don't date. But don't make excuses off the bat. Thank you. All this time talking about what you can and can't do. And then get mad when a man say, you know what? You guys don't seem to be showing any effort. And it's not just this. This is, once again, like he was saying, just another excuse. Y'all will find ways why you can't pay for a man, why you can't buy a man nothing, why you can't cook for a man, why you can't clean the house for a man. But you want that man, oh, he was so gracious, I parked my car in the wrong place. And this is not something that I'm making up. This is something that's been talked about. This is something that a woman made a video about. Oh, I came over to his house and I walked upstairs and we spent the night together. And in the middle of the night, he got up because he told me, I think, when before I got up there that my car was parked in the... Actually, she knew her car was parked in the wrong place. But she was like, oh, man, it's going to be all right. They're not going to do nothing about it. In the middle of the night, when she was doing whatever she was doing, he went downstairs, moved her car for her so she wouldn't get towed. Oh, it's just the little things. Making excuses. You're not wanting to show up for him like he's showing up for you. You guys, that's what I'm saying. If a man would have done this and made this type of excuse, y'all'd have been all down his back, all down his throat, talking nonsense about it. If he wanted to, he would, and all that other nonsense. You got the time to do it. You just not making an effort to go see him like you want him to come see you. You want it to be one-sided, and he's not going for that. He ain't going for that. At some point in time, you can be tired a little bit too. Well, I don't want to sit in traffic. I don't want to do this. So you're going to have to make a little bit more of the effort. You can be tired too. You can come out here too. What y'all don't want to do is be fair about it. And that's why you where you are today.
You moved on, but she mad at you. You don't care, but she mad at you. Does that make sense? You don't care, but she mad at you. You said, I'm going to do this in my best interest, and she's mad at you. She don't like the fact that you moved on. She don't like the fact that you said, I'm going to get my power back. So now she got to sit there and watch. She got to study. She got to study and see what's going on, what happened. Because ain't no way this dude just don't care. That's like, yo, what are you talking about? I told you, whenever you give women silence, whenever you work on yourself, whenever you say, you know what, I'm done, I don't care, you remove your energy and your attention, that's like foreign language to women. They don't understand it. They don't know how to handle that. You speak in a foreign language. Silence is foreign language to women. They don't understand it. You're talking crazy. Matter of fact, she's going to think something wrong with you mentally because you gave her silence. That's how they operate. You give them silence, they think something wrong with you. You ignore them, they think something wrong with you. You level up, they think something wrong with you. You get in the gym and mind your business and hit them weights, they think something wrong with you. You say, you know what, I'm focused on my business, or I'm focused on my promotion, I'm focused on getting this bag right, she thinks something wrong with you. She's like, what you talking about? You're supposed to be here chasing me. You're talking about you moved on. You're supposed to be right here watching me.
So I just met with a client and I thought, I got to talk about this here. She's really upset because her ex has moved on and she's seeing him on IG. You know, he's posting pictures with this new person he's been with, and she's obsessed. She made a fake account. She's been following him, you know, all the things. And she can't, she's so angry. She's so, so angry. And here's the thing. When you're this angry about an ex, the first thing I want you to realize is that anger is always 100% of the time covering something else. And so that's what we did in session. Like, what is this anger about? There's an author, Celeste Ang, who said, anger is the bodyguard of fear. I love that quote. I wish I had said it. Your anger is covering something. You're so mad at your ex. How dare they? How could they possibly move on? I must have not meant anything to them. He never loved me. She never, whatever. Stop. Stop. I say with Jewish mother love, stop. This, none of that is true. None of that, or it could be, I guess, but none of that's helpful. It's likely not true either. What's happening is you are get under that anger and you're feeling rejected. You're feeling abandoned. Even if you're the one who rejected them, even if you're the one who broke up, you, this obsession we have with our exes, which I talked about in another video. If you want to know the brain chemistry and all the research about it, go back and listen, go back and look through. But for now, I really just want to talk about what you do when you're in that state that you are thinking about an ex or that you're so angry about it. And really, it's your hurt. It is, you haven't resolved for yourself why you're not in this relationship anymore, whether they ended it or you ended it. You have to resolve relationships. I always say you begin your next relationship wherever you ended your last one. So it's really important to end well. You don't have to end with the person well. You have to end with yourself well. What do I always say? You know, let your ex-relationships make you better, not bitter. So again, I'm going to remind you, stop talking about it. You are re-traumatizing the brain every time you talk about it, every time you go look. I know it's hard not to follow them or not to watch them, but you have to do it. A lot of things are hard. And so you got to stop. You have to stop with the stalker accounts. You have to stop asking people. And if there's someone who keeps telling you about an ex, let them know. Stop talking to me about it. I don't want to hear anymore. I can't hear it. It's killing me. And do your best to really unhook from any way that you are connected to them. If you have kids together, I know that that's harder, but that's, again, for another day. But you can still limit contact. The other thing but the very least you can do is to stop talking about it. The other thing is you have to stop doubting yourself. This regret, this idea that there was a thing you could have done and I should have done this and why did I break up with them and maybe they were better. Of course, when you see someone with someone else, you think, oh, they had more value than they did for you. Again, they might be a very valuable human. I'm sure they have some value because you were with them, but they're not for you. And I've talked about in other videos that you need to make a list of why not. Why they're not a good fit. Not why you hate them, but why you're not a good fit. You've got to get that list. You've got to read it every time you start to think about them. The other thing I want you to think about is to stop romanticizing. A lot of times we start romanticizing this relationship. We start, it was really great or this. You gotta get off of that. So, you know, again, when your mind is going there, stop the thinking. Distract yourself. Think of something else. Have a mantra at the ready, whatever that is. And then the last piece is you really got to own your shit, own your stuff. It is time to work on yourself. If you are this full of fear and anger and upset over this relationship, get a therapist. Do something beside, and I say with love, besides listen to a, you know, video on TikTok or IG or something. You really have to spend more time. I have the Relationships Made Easy podcast. You're going to have to invest some time. They're 45 minutes or an hour, those episodes, but they give you all the research. They give you the background. They give you a whole new way of thinking, all the action tips. And if it's not mine, something else like that. Go to people who are reputable, who you're not going to get your answer in 30 seconds about how to get over something. That's why my videos aren't 30 seconds, because you can't say things of substance in psychology to really give you an answer for something other than just something to think about in, you know, less than a minute. And so I need you to invest more time, maybe 1 hour a week. If you can't afford therapy, think about, okay, for 1 hour a week, I'm going to really watch something, listen to a podcast episode the whole way through. I'm going to take notes. I'm going to do some action tips, you know, put in the time. All right.
Woman in the comments, the last thing I'll say about it. She said split with My children's father 3 years ago didn't want him back, wasn't interested at all. Now he's got married and I feel heartbroken. Why? I don't know. Something you got to deal with.